say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. We're starting the day off with a little bit of music from Joe and the boys of the Road Crew. Gonna have a little fun today. We're gonna do a little bit of time travel. We're gonna step back to the territorial days in Arizona. Should be a lot of fun. Some of you may know this already, but I'm working with Kingman Main Street on a development of an innovative, narrated, self-guided historic district walking tour. And it's been quite a time sink. No complaints. I do enjoy the research immensely, the discoveries. But you can check out a sample tour at kingman.tours. But I think you're going to find this interesting. In Kingman, Arizona, at the end of 4th Street, just a few blocks off Route 66, is our 1915 courthouse. And right next to it is just a kind of a decrepit old concrete building that says County Jail. It was built between 1909 and 1910. And it's a very rare tangible link to the closing years of the territorial era in Arizona. It's one of the last freestanding jails built before statehood. It remained in use until 1965 when a new jail in the courthouse basement was completed. It's currently used for storage. Here's something really interesting. My pa always said, to better fill the head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all. Get a kick out of this. The Pauley Jail Building Company of Missouri was awarded the construction contract for the cells. As an interesting historic footnote, this company was established in 1856. It's the oldest single-family-owned correctional facility contractor in the United States. Pretty neat, huh? The history of jails prior to the one in Kingman and former county seats in Surbat Mineral Park and Hardyville is kind of vague. One of the earliest references I found was in a published article dated January 1884, and it noted funding approval in the amount of $1,400 for jail construction in Mineral Park. I did find a lot of evidence that incarceration in the Mojave County Jail after the dawn of the 20th century was considered a joke by outlaws and was an absolute embarrassment for the county. Here's a little something that was published in 1907, the fall. Because all of the prisoners in the Mojave County Jail grown tired of the sameness of the menu and their surroundings, they walked away a short time ago. All of the fugitives face additional charges for the jailbreak. None of the escapees have been caught. And I found another one published in 1908, September. Sometime yesterday afternoon, two prisoners slipped through one of the jail gratings and made their escape. They were two boys held for robbing the section house at Berry. The continual escapes are similar to the early days of Yuma, when prisoners were wont to take a dinner knife and fork and carve their way to freedom through the adobe walls. Anytime a husky fellow wishes to desert the Mojave County Jail, all he has to do is put his back to one of the cages and shove a hole through the walls of the buildings. Most of the prisoners are more considerate. They simply take out the frame of the window gratings and squeeze through. Oh, my. The jailbreaks in the jail was not the only crime-related news that put the media spotlight on Kingman in the first decades of the 20th century. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, January 19th, 1907, C.C. Lay was hung in the yard of the Mojave County Jail. It was the culmination of a two-year legal battle that had often been the subject of national headlines. On September 8th, 1905, Lay had murdered Jeannie Bowders, his mistress, up in Gold Road. It's a ghost town along Route 66 west of Kingman. When appeals had been exhausted and the date of execution was set, his mother sent a wire to President Theodore Roosevelt and Territorial Governor Kibbe seeking clemency or a stay of execution. Neither one responded. Throughout the trial and the subsequent appeals, Lay had played the tough guy and shown no remorse. He spent the morning of his execution writing letters to family and friends, and when the death warrant was read to him in the corridor of the jail, his bravado vanished. It's reported that when the jailer bound him, he fainted and struck his head on the cell. His gash bled profusely, and he was led to the scaffold in a nearly unconscious state. He had to be held up as the cap and noose were adjusted. Pretty gruesome. On May 15, 1909, the county published an announcement that John Mulligan had taken the contract for the concrete work on the new jail, and the expected date of completion for the project was September 1910. Mulligan had been the primary contractor for the Old Brunswick Hotel and the Hotel Beale, both of which still stand here in Kingman. Both are empty at this time. In July 1909, an article published about the project noted that Mulligan and Pendergast was commencing work on the foundation, and the construction of the jail was to begin within 60 days. An interesting part of this article noted that a covered bridge was to be built between the jail and courthouse. I can't find any record if that bridge was built, but if so, it was removed when the courthouse was moved to the west, when construction on the new courthouse began in 1915. With completion of the new courthouse, the old building was moved to Front Street, which is now Andy Devine Avenue and Route 66 down across from the railroad depot. It was renovated and operated as the commercial hotel until the early 1950s. By the end of 1910, the walls were complete and the forms removed. And then October 27th of that year, the structure was inspected by a county special committee. Except for a few little touch-ups, the project was approved. Kind of a neat little story there. And then you got the county courthouse next door. It was, this is kind of odd, but the Arizona Territory was established in 1862, and 2 years later, Mojave, Pima, Yavapai, and Yuma counties were carved from the wilderness. Of the four original counties, Mojave has the most intriguing history. It's named for a tribe that lived along the Colorado River near present-day Bullhead City. And it's kind of a political oddity. Almost one-third of the county is north of the Colorado River. And it's known regionally as the Strip Country. Aside from using an airplane or boat, that section of the county can only be accessed from Nevada or Utah. In 1865, the territorial legislature carved several new counties from the original four. One of these was Paiute County that was split from Mojave County. Now, that county included the Strip Country and the southern tip of what is today Nevada, with Las Vegas, Nelson, Nipton, and Laughlin. And then they made another adjustment in 1871, and the Strip Country was folded back into Mojave County, even though Utah wanted it. And the remainder of Paiute County became part of Clark County in the newly designated state of Nevada. Wouldn't that be interesting? You know, you could be living up there in Thomasville or one of the old towns up there, and you could have been a resident of Nevada, a resident of Arizona, possibly a resident of Utah, and never moved. Mojave City on the Colorado River was selected as the first Mojave County seat. Then in 1867, it was moved upriver to the port of Hardyville near present-day Davis Dam. In 1873, it was relocated to the mining boom town of Serbat, and in the Serbat Mountains, and then 1877, the neighboring Mineral Park. And then January 1887, Mineral Parks entered a period of decline it never recovered from when the mines began playing out. The territorial legislature held hearings to consider new sites. One was Greenwood, a mining town on the south side of the Hualapai Mountains, pretty remote then and now, and Hackberry along the railroad at the eastern edge of the Hualapai Valley, a little Route 66 town there. Territorial newspapers in February noted outrage in Mineral Park when it was declared that Kingman would serve as the Mojave County seat. Rampant rumors claimed that the vote to move the county was fraudulent. Interestingly, those rumors spawned a legend that's still repeated as fact today. A quick Google search will find several stories that Mineral Park officials refused to give up the county records, and that outraged Kingman citizens. Subsequently, they launched a raid and carried off county documents. Some of these stories claim that courthouse in Mineral Park was burned during the attack. I can't find any of that in the historic record. A little bit of interesting history there. We are still working on setting up some guests. Hopefully the next week we can get two or three a week in. As noted previously, we are still not sure if this is going to be a daily or weekly program. We are giving it a 30-day trial run, seeing how it works out with getting guests together, how the audience responds, and of course, sponsors. We have some great sponsors at this time. The one and only Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, which is a real living time capsule. A true attention to detail in the motel and bringing it to life and giving them travel, the modern travel, the amenities they expect, but at the same time, giving that time capsule feel. Another motel like that is, of course, the iconic Wagon Wheel in Cuba, Missouri. This is just amazing. It's in a park-like setting, and it has the distinction of being the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66, opened about 1936, as I recall. And of course, can't talk road trips and adventures without talking Route Trip USA. These folks are road trip specialists. If you're planning a motoring holiday in the United States or Canada, you need to holler at the fine folks at Road Trip USA. And one more, this delightful, wonderful, magical, fascinating city of Tucumcari, New Mexico. Can't say enough. Every time I go to Tucumcari, I find something new and interesting, and it's at the center of a really interesting area. A couple nice lakes to the north of town. Follow Highway 54 a few miles northeast. Ghost town of Nara Vista along the highway. Really something to see there. And Highway 104, the drive to the original Las Vegas, 100 miles, that rates near the top of my list. It is a spectacular, beautiful drive. And, of course, you have things like the Mesa Lands College Dinosaur Museum. Very well done. Hey, I hope everybody enjoyed the program. I'd sure like to hear your input as we move forward with this. Would you prefer a daily program or would you prefer something weekly? And of course, our Sunday morning live stream, Coffee with Jim, is on our Facebook page. And hopefully, sometime this month, we'll get the website updated. Well, I want to thank everybody this morning. I hope you enjoyed the program. And, well, thank you. Well, like I say, I guess we'll try this again tomorrow morning, my friends. Until we meet again, vaya con Dios.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, don't forget, if you want to see a sample tour of how this Kingman Narrated Historic District walking tour is going to look, Kingman.tours. Simple enough. We'll see you tomorrow. Adios, mi amigos.